It's a very nice occasion. And so many brothers and sisters from different lands who have come to Baba's house to gain new spiritual experiences are here. From your looks I find that most of you are already with him, lost in his love. That's a very good indication of your state of being. By the way, if there are any questions which any one of you has on the knowledge or on the practical applicability of it in life, then it will be easier to solve the problems. But if you want me to just give you in a nutshell the bird's eye view of the knowledge which you have already, what purpose it will serve, I don't know. Am I clear? So if I know the direction in which you are, you expect me to exchange my experience, I do it. So I hope that so far as the godly knowledge is perfectly clear to all of you, and there is no either confusion or anything which haunts your mind in regard to that aspect, that it is godly knowledge. God directly is imparting this knowledge. This is very, very important fact, because God is one. He is supreme in every respect. Our dear mother, father, teacher, preceptor, and all relations in one, friend, philosopher, what not. But what is required here is that we experience him in all those relations, so that as we meet a friend and can converse with him, can exchange our views with him, and can get refreshed and solve our problems, so also God being the knowledgeful, when he becomes our friend, for which purpose he is presently here? Because in the past, I'm talking of that Bhakti Marg, you are only remembering him, mostly without knowing him, and still he was fulfilling our desires, temporary. But now he is directly here to give us fulfillment of experiences of life. So, the more we are in close vicinity to him, in fact, our mind should be constantly feeling that he is with us as a companion, as a brother, sometimes as a mother, sometimes as an affectionate father, and above all, a friend. Because in foreign countries, as I understand, the closest relation is between friends. We exchange our thoughts freely with them. So, God is such a dear relation that you can share any, even your own weaknesses, which you perhaps may find difficulty in sharing with your friends, much less with your parents or elders, you can share that with him with the confidence that they will not be leaked out to anybody. While in this world, you do not know today a person is favorably inclined to you, he is sympathetic to you, he loves you, but tomorrow, as per the setting in the drama, the roles may change, and then he may misuse that application, that information. So here now we are assured of our closest ally, friend, father, mother, brother, sister, whichever relation is close to our heart. We can just think of him, invite him, and he's here, merely at our sankalp thought. Now, to share my experience, I would say that when Baba and Mama were here, I came to the institution in 1956. To be 12th of September, to be precise, I found the knowledge, as it is clear now, wasn't that. There were several missing links, because the knowledge, its diversification to people, had just started. And the sisters were very innocent, having very little of worldly knowledge, and not that technique which the intellectuals in the outside world apply. So we had an opportunity to churn the knowledge, go deep into it, experience it, give it more or less a scientific shape, so that it could be given to others also, who were naturally of inquiring minds. And one benefit that we derived, I derived from it, was that the deeper I went into every point of knowledge, for instance, whether God has really come, how should I convince myself and others? Because there are so many people professing them to be gods. So unless this God can be thoroughly distinguished from them in a scientific way and explained to people that he is the real God, the problem will not disappear. So Baba also helped, he does help, a positive inquiring mind. So I was receiving occasionally his teachings also. In the early hours of the morning when I was sitting, then as if there would be a flash of light, and I would get new ideas which would clarify the knowledge. That's my experience. So that way, and with my own little effort, because I had read Gita, I had also read Ramayana and Kabir Sakhi. I don't know whether you, most of you know either about Ramayana or about Kabir Sakhi. But these three books were then considered to be very sound. But to be plain, I found contradictions in Gita, that worldly Gita. So that enabled me to study this knowledge closely, compare it with that described in the Gita particularly, and found that in essence there was not much difference. But in the description, and since there have been so many interpolations in Gita at different times by different people, including Shankaracharya, who professed the theory of Advaita, that means in the entire world there is only one Brahma and then nothing else. He permeates every particle of it. And that is why so many confusions had come in Gita. But Baba's knowledge enabled me to clear all those confusions. And I particularly paid my attention to the part that those chapters of Gita which dealt with the descent of God, the esoteric knowledge that he is giving, the essence of it, and its practical application in life. So when I compared it in that light, I found that the essence of the Gita there and what Baba is teaching is precisely the same, that brought me conviction that this is indeed God's knowledge direct. And that has stood me in all subsequent phases of life. Because life, as you know, when you progress, you have different situations, different challenges, different settlement of accounts, and different people with different notions. So each trying particularly to show his superiority of mind on the theoretical front had let you down. But I found that having got the essence of knowledge, they could not succeed, because they would deal with the theoretical aspect of it. And I would say, what is the essence, the practical side of it? Please come to that. Because knowledge we take for the sake of benefiting in our practical life. So please give to me your applied experiences of whatever you have read, studied or thought. And I found mostly that they were blank on that issue. They would speak contradictory language, not realizing what they were doing. That was the interesting part of it. Anyway, As I just said, I was associated with this knowledge on 12th of September. It's okay. In a way, I was lucky because Dadi Atamindra, who is UP's own in charge now, was then in, even then in Kanpur, and because twins were born, my wife, just about 17, 18 months before, so we couldn't go to the center because she was very careful about her duty to the children. Out of attachment is also out of duty. So we made a request to her to come to our home in the morning. And that she performed. She would come around 6 o'clock or maybe at 5:45 and would be with us for an hour or 75 minutes, would deliver her discourses in such a sound, flawless language that there were no queries. And whatever came out from her lips appeared to be, to us, to be the truth. And that is how the knowledge appealed to us. So, hardly about 8 weeks or 7 had passed when we planned to come to our home. Baba was here, Mama was here. And although these days, as you know, there are severe restrictions. Nobody is allowed to come here before 6 months to a year, for obvious reason. But in our case, we were exempted because those were the days when were practically no educated people, I would say, who could meet the challenges of the Bandelis, of the relations of the Bandelis. Bandelis, you understand? The sisters in bondage, who were obstructed by their relations, mostly either husband or father, from coming to the knowledge. And when they continued, then they were punished severely. So Baba had this serious problem as to how to help them. So when we came, we were three couples from Kanpur, those days, all in our young ages and well placed in life. Two were advocates, was an insurance magnate. So when we came here, Baba received us with open arms. And Mumma was practically at our service for clarifications on any point of knowledge. And as a companion, because there were very few people here at that time. I think the total number of inmates at that time would hardly have been about 25 to 30. And among the visitors, two couples, two couples with children, and one or two more person. So that was the total strength of Pandavavan those days. So when Baba learned about our academics, about our settlement in life and all that, and then met us, he could read that these children would play the role of my right hand at the moment in clarifying the mist which has surrounded outside. 1956. Yes, Sakar Baba. Yes. He was actually, they had shifted here in 1951. Prior to that, they were in Sindh, primarily at Hyderabad, and then they had shifted to Karachi. Am I clear? They came here straight. No, 25 was the time at that time. But when they came, they were not 25. I think they were about 350. 350. And Baba brought them. This is a long story behind it of persecution by the relations, but that is beside the point for the time being. So, I was telling you that Baba used to give us sufficient time and would try to indirectly infuse in us a sense of very deep closeness with him. That was our fortune, that it was his attempt to bring us closer. It was the occasion of Diwali. Diwali, you understand, Deepavali. When we came here, and I remember that Baba had sent Mama to the house of some brother there near the bus stand to celebrate Diwali. And then Mama was playing with us as a child, as our fellow. Those were the days. So, we were here for about a week, and during that week, every sister or brother here was eager to know about us and to give whatever he had to us. So my routine was, the routine which I had set up was, that I would try to meet one brother or sister at a time individually, and to put just one question to him, how did you get convinced that it is God functioning here? They gave their own stories about it, which were mostly based on faith and their divine experiences. I would interrogate them on the rational side. Perhaps there were one or two who replied me on that also, but not to my satisfaction at that time. So, I remember sitting with Mama twice or thrice during that stay of about 5-6 days. And I wanted to know from her also that we have heard about God, but that he is practically here and this institution has been started by him for the service of the humanity. This point must be made clear to me, because that will form the foundation stone. Mama gave her own experience also, which reflected that she was a pure soul even in her 84th birth. And the moment she saw Baba, the realization grew on her that God has come. So it was more by intuition than by the scientific or rational approach. Anyway, we had very wonderful period here and sweet memories which remained with us, haunted us when we were going back. As far as the experience that I gained during the period about Baba and Mama was that undoubtedly they were very high souls. But in my first visit, I couldn't identify him as God, or God in him. That was because you don't realize God only through intellect. The truth on you. And that is what precisely happened with me. When I went back, I was asked to recite my experience. I said, a place full of purity, full of love, full of divinity, which perhaps is not available anywhere, I saw, I enjoyed. So I realized or enjoyed the company of Baba and Mama as father, mother, teacher, friend, brother. Then they said, what about Sadguru? You understand Sadguru? I said, because I have not been able to realize that relationship this time, so I can't verify that. But while we were there, now I'll recite Baba's knowledgeful actions. We were hardly there, gone back, and were there for 4 or 5 days. When a telegram was received that Mama is coming to Kanpur, the first time that she was leaving Abu and direct to Kanpur. So that was the plan of God to send Mama to give us further sustenance and knowledge so that we could be confident and convinced about God and also utilized for godly service, because that was his plan, that the mess which people had created around, saying that this is an institution of sisters and mothers and there are no brothers, no intellectuals, no educated people, that must go. That was his idea. So Mama was there for about 8-10 days, and during that time, because I was a lawyer by profession, it benefited me particularly, because otherwise I would have got involved in my work, and naturally whatever refreshment I had got from there, gradually it would have been. But when Mama reached there, we would spend the maximum time there, keeping Mama busy, playing with her, just talking to her as friend, and in a very subtle way, putting our own problems before them about knowledge, not directly saying that this point is not clear to me, but in a hidden way, more people ask this question, kindly enlighten how it is to be answered. Am I clear? So Mama was really the goddess of knowledge. She had mastered and experienced every word of the knowledge deeply and was living it in practice. So from her own experience and in very sweet few words, she would give the essence which would appeal to us. And the question would disappear. That is why she has been sung as goddess of knowledge. So her closeness during that short period soon after our visit to Abu paved the way for us to come not only close to the yajna, but in fact become a part of it. So when that stage arrived, during that, I think about a year's time, we must have paid visit to Abu 2 or 3 times. And first Mama, then Baba Mama both, then Baba. So there were constant repeated visits to us. And you are all intelligent people, you will understand the godly intention behind it. To the sisters who had come the yajna initially, Baba had given sustenance directly. All relationships throughout the day, and in order to make people members of the family, it is necessary that sustenance is given to them, that they begin to feel that yes, it is my house, my home, my responsibility. So when Baba was coming, Mama was coming, we were coming, the profession during all those days was being carried just in name, and adjournments after adjournments were being taken in the cases. That was the position of the profession. And of course, maximum time was being devoted here. But I found later on that that was the best investment of my resources which I could make at that particular moment. Because there I would have earned money which later on came to me. I would have only preponed it arrival. But here I got something which has stood with me not only during this life, but for the whole of the cult or cycle. Because our future will be made for the entire cycle on the basis of our thought, speech and actions during confluence age. So, then Baba began to send us on service to Delhi, Punjab and to some other places where there were mainly problems of the Mandelis or the sisters in bondage. So when people heard, came to know that they were advocates and educated people and with couples and families, and they are speaking their experiences, then people began to come, even examiners, which you wanted, and questioned us, particularly on the point of purity, and on the basis of the theory that they had, they would try to say that this is unnatural. But convinced as we were, both on theory and practice, we told them that, look here, brother, unfortunately you do not know your past. That is why you are saying this. Even in your world, celibacy or brahmacharya is worship. You worship the sannyasis, why? Because of their purity. You worship all those saintly people and the devotees who had lived such a life and sacrificed. Why? So it is all the essence, in essence, the effect of purity. So the point is that whenever they went in a thinking mood. Now, they would not accept the truth so easily because they were convinced, and it takes time to change one's thought because that is his being. And the process of accepting the truth is that first of all, you have to know that it is possible. Then the second stage arises where you are convinced on the basis of your own rationality that it is probable. Possibility is converted into probability. And it is here that the reason ends. The reason would not take you higher than that. Then when you experience it, then you are convinced and the truth dawns on you. That is the process. So, its effect was that gradually that negativity on this point which was spreading and was troubling our holy sister, because people tried to be even violent and break all rules of civility, but gradually they were led to believe that this is also a way of life. And if one lives to it with his or her conviction, then she has a right to do it. Because we were plainly told that you see most of you, so many sannyasis go away, leaving their wives, their children, the small children, without any provision. Why this extra, I should say, limitation on holy sisters. And I told them one thing more, brothers, you must understand one thing, which on account of your intellectual and physical ego, you are not able to understand, that the ancient history of India, as also the truth, is the real strength or might is possessed by the holy sisters. You possess only the superficial, either intellectual or physical force on the basis of which you can arrive them. But that's not even manly way of dealing with your sisters. You see, all your worshipped deities are Shaktis, Saraswati, Lakshmi, then Parvati, Kali, everyone, Durga, and again, in the home, what do you contribute to the family, and who runs the family, who shares the burden, the problems. So, when all those facts were told to them, their attitude would change. That is what I noticed. And gradually, the atmosphere changed. Baba's expectation from us in this way was realized. And when that happened, we were naturally gifted by boons from him, from Dadi, from Mama, and from the entire family. And particularly those sisters who had to wear that bondage and brunt of problems. So I think we are nearing the time, because it is 10 to 12. Anyway, now a little bit of experience on that side I wanted to share, because that was at the uppermost mind of Baba at the time. To find some alternative and relief for those sisters. Now, as far as Mumma and Baba were concerned, I would only say that from the first moment that I saw Mumma, I found that she was an embodiment of perfection. So accurate in her routine, always smiling, always trying to solve the difficulties of the children, the problems of the children, and maintaining, sustaining this yajna under very, very critical circumstances. As the yajna history would reveal, or you might have gone through it. Now, what problems these dedicated senior holy sisters did not confront with, either from their lokiks or later on when this not they came to spread knowledge, the people at large, and later on with their own sanskars, they had to fight. Quite a bitter battle. So, I particularly tried to observe whether Mama as she appeared on the scene, was as stable throughout the day and in her privacy also. I had an occasion to be with her in Calcutta when I was on service, Baba's service, and she was sent for a few days. And I found that although she was not physically fit and was tired beyond words, so much so that she would cover her head with a towel, pressing it, which means that she was laboring under great headache, yet cheerful. And there were several visitors then coming to her, attending each one of them, satisfying them. I remember an incident that while Mama was there, a young man who was a businessman and had lost almost everything, had become a pauper and was thinking of committing suicide. With that attitude of mind, he happened to come to the center. I was then there, and he talked to me, "Brother, now I have no alternative. I enjoyed such a reputation in the market, but now I have no means to pay." I briefed Mama about him and took him to Mama. Mama gave her a very sweet, pleasant spiritual drishti, which relieved him of the internal agony from which he was suffering. And then he spoke with a child, "You were a rich man. The days have changed. Don't lose heart. Go, do your duty, and you will again be a rich man." So these are all passing phases of life. You should think of that nasty thought of committing suicide, because thereby you will not be ending your misery, but multiplying it in your future lives. And because it was an authoritative advice from a mother to a child, it was accepted. Allahabad, on the occasion of Kumbh, that gentleman came to Kumbh, that is Allahabad. Then on his own car, he was a Marwadi businessman, and came to me and said, "Brother, do you recognize me?" I said, "I recognize your face, but I forget all other things." "Okay, I am so-so." And you took me to Mama, she gave me this advice, and now I am again in my old shoes. So she had that unique faculty, and that is because she had become a benefactor, Kalyani, of the world at large, on account of digesting and becoming an embodiment of the virtues, not only at the intellect level, but in a very practical day-to-day life. So, I'm afraid the time is over, and so our conversation will also have to be over. But I stay in Sukhdham. My room number is 11 and my office is legal office. So if any one of you want to inquire about anything, or solve any problem, or just have a chit chat on a spiritual depth, you will be welcome here. Om Shanti.